Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Joining you here on Oilers Now. So, you know, you get to a certain stage in your life, and there's certain sayings like the older you get, the more you realize, the less you know. That song, which was a number one hit in like 84, 85, it was used in the Lego movie, and so it's kind of changed the complexion. That, of course, take on me from AHA. Bob Stauffer with you. Brendan, there has to be a reason why you opened up with that hit from back in the day.
Yeah, Morten Harket, who was one of this Norwegian band in AHA, he turned 62 years old today.
I saw him it's on YouTube. I didn't see him live, but from about 5 or 6 years ago, and he was one of those disgustingly handsome men for a guy who's in his mid-50s at that time. So he's still in great shape. That's good to hear. This is Oilers Now. The boys are back in town. I was over at Rogers Place in around 10:15 to 10:45, 11 o'clock today. And as we are speaking right now, Connor McDavid is actually doing an availability in the Hall of Fame room. It is sort of a trial run for how they're going to maybe try to do things during the course of this season. Of course, all the media and all the staff have to be vaccinated in order to access the building at this stage. So we're probably going to pull some Connor McDavid comments coming up. And so that's going to be our top story today for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. We'll get some of Connor's comments. We'll also replay some interesting thoughts from both Ryan Nugent Hopkins, who was on Inside Sports last night with Reid Wilkins, as well as Zach Cassian, who joined us on yesterday's edition of Oilers Now. It is a Tuesday. That means Sportsnet Spec will make an appearance for an hour. Mark's brought to you every Tuesday and Friday by the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta. They present live thoroughbred racing each Friday and Sunday night at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. Full access, and you can always watch and wager online at hbibet.com as well. Post time is at 6:15 p.m. We will tell you, Spec will join us from 12:30 to 1:30. We'll hear from Edmonton Oilers General Manager Edmonton Oil Kings GM Kurt Hill. He's got a loaded squad. He's down a few players right now because they're heading off to NHL rookie camps and then NHL main camps. But a large contingent, Zach Hyman and Darnell Nurse, back from Toronto and back on the ice in Edmonton today. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. We mentioned we had Keith Gretzky on yesterday. There had been rumblings pertaining to a couple different players. Dmitry Samarukov, who had shoulder surgery, it would have been probably in late February, early March. I know Jason Gregor just put a tweet out on the fact that maybe we'll see about his availability for the rookie tournament. And Dylan Holloway as well. We've discussed this a lot. And Holloway had a surgery last year, scaphoid. That is an injury that sometimes sees scenarios where players don't get it to set and heal properly, and it often requires a second surgery. So we're going to have to monitor that on Dylan Holloway as well, whether or not he'll be at the rookie camp, which, again, starts tomorrow. The schedule for the Oilers here, the pro guys are skating. Rookie camp on ice starts Thursday. Jay Woodcroft will be overseeing that. There will be two games between the Calgary Flames rookies and the Oilers rookies. Saturday's game, 5 p.m., which is just before the Elks game on 6:30. Chad here. That'll be a webcast broadcast on EdmontonOilers.com. And then Monday, which is the date of the federal election, make sure you get out there and vote. Monday. This is a return engagement between the Oilers rookies and the Flames rookies, and I know that the Oilers might be down a couple bodies, and we'll wait to continue to monitor and provide some updates from that as well. You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. And, of course, the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Live entertainment back. April Wine is at the River Cree Saturday night, and Hotel California, the Eagles tribute band, take the stage October 29th. Details at rivercreeresort.com. Excitement, a bet on it. Last night, Monday Night Football opener. If you listen to the show, you know I got a lot of time for Lamar Jackson. He turned the ball over a couple times. Ravens down, what, their top three running backs that on sort of the depth chart at the start of the season, and then the Raiders found a way to win a game that was just bizarre. Appeared to have scored a touchdown in overtime. The ball got moved back to the one, had an offside, end result, a pick in the end zone. Ravens got the ball. Ravens turned it over in a fumble. Raiders on a second down elect to try a field goal, and they take a penalty, push it back further, and, all right, put the offense back on the field and then throw in a touchdown pass. That was a wild game that I know Elliot Friedman made a point of it, saying that's why it's difficult sometimes to bet on things like NFL. It was a crazy football game last night. Again, this show is called Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. And at this time, we're going to go into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was on Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins last night. Currently, these are called informal skates or captain skates, and Nuge had these comments.
Been here for a couple weeks now, and we've had some really good skates. There's a lot of bodies. There's actually so many that we've started to split up the groups for just a normal practice today. And on Friday we had a full scrimmage. So it was a pretty good pace out there today. And we just played two periods, and but yeah, it's good. I think it's a good thing to have the guys out together, and especially with new faces coming in, get to know each other a little bit, build some chemistry on and off the ice, and start working on our game. So it's been really good so far, and we got to keep pushing here and make sure that by the time the season starts, we come out flying.
Nugent Hopkins added some additional comments on the impact of having Zach Hyman on the Oilers.
He's a hard guy to play against. He's really strong on the puck and makes really smart decisions, and I've already kind of seen that in the little scrimmages that we play. So it's exciting to have a guy like that come and join the team, and I'm sure at some point this year I'll get a chance to play with him and build that chemistry. But I think he's going to be great for our team. He plays with that grit and that competitiveness, that determination that helps out a team so much. So definitely excited to have him come in and all the other new faces joining us this year.
Yeah, Fogle looked, I thought, quite noticeable at yesterday's scrimmage that was taking place. We discussed the potential line combinations. I know a lot of people just assume, well, it's going to be Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and Yamamoto, and Hyman, and McDavid, and Puljujärvi in the top six. So that's a distinct possibility. However, Zach Cassian could factor into things. Right now, Kyler Yamamoto is not in town. He does not have a contract. He doesn't have a lot of leverage as he is a restricted free agent without arbitration rights, coming off a year in which he scored four goals in his final 41 games. It's my belief the Oilers have made an offer on a two-year deal to him. Will this bridge be gapped here over the course of the next week? I hope so. I think it would behoove Yamamoto to get in here. We saw what happened with Ethan Bear last year. Contract negotiation went right up to camp, and then when he came into camp, wasn't the same guy that he was the year before. Now, one guy who certainly had a challenging 2021 season was Zach Cassian, and here's his assessment on a year that, by his own admission, he'd like to have maybe had a little bit better season.
Well, I don't think it's any secret out there that it was a tough year for me personally. It's a toughest one. Well, it is the hardest league to play in, hands down. When you're healthy, let alone injured a few times, it's tough to get traction. When it's tough to get traction, you're not familiar with any line mates. When you come back, you're kind of overwhelmed, trying to do too much. You're trying to do everything in one shift that you should be doing through the course of the year. So last season was very frustrating, but what I can say is I think I came back from that last injury into the playoffs, and I played like myself, and I had a step in the right direction going into the summer. I think I played the way I could, played the way the team wanted me to play, and I think at the end of the day, I put in a lot of work this summer. My body feels good. Everything feels good. So you want to hit the ground running right from training camp. It's important. So I'm looking forward to the season. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. It's not the way we wanted to end it by any means, but hey, sometimes you got to suffer defeat in order to move forward. I know a lot of fans here are impatient and really, really, really just want the Oilers to win, but there is really no magic recipe to be a winning team. There's growing pains. There's series that you think you should have won that you don't win, and kind of that's where we're at right now. We kind of took a step back, had some time to analyze it as players, as staff, as management, and I'm sure you guys have as well. And we're excited to get another kick at the can this year, and we're excited, and we grew a little bit more as a group. And hopefully we can get over that hump.
That is Zach Cassian, who's been here a while. You can text us at 780-496-0063. I remember sitting with Pete Chiarelli. We were in the courtyard at the hotel in San Jose, we'll just leave it nameless for right now. When Cassian came up after spending some time down in Bakersfield, does anybody recall who the Oilers gave up to get Zach Cassian at that time? It's an interesting one. This text comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Says, hey, Bob, are both rookie games being streamed or just Saturday? Saturday's game is being streamed, as is Monday's game. Jack and myself will have the call on Saturday's game. AJ got it. Ben Scrivens. The Oilers traded Ben Scrivens for Zach Cassian, who's been here a while and kind of had a bit of a star-crossed run as a Oilers player. Right now, a lot of the analytics guys are really down on Cassian. Of course, during the 16-17 playoffs, they were up. He was really good 5v5 scoring-wise for a couple seasons, 15 goals. And for Cassian, he's a guy I personally believe benefits from having the crowd. I don't think there's any question about that. And he has an excitement level for the fans returning.
It's the NHL. I think everyone, not only myself, but everyone is extremely excited to get back to some normality here. It sucked with no fans. It wasn't the NHL. You go to the rink, you go into warm-ups, you got people around the glass, the music's pumping, the glass is shaking, you can feel the energy in the building. And to not have that was very, very odd. But obviously, at the end of the day, the puck drops and you try to play through it. And you have to play through it because at the end of the day, no one's coming with the white flag putting fans in the building. But this year, I think you can tell already there's an added excitement for the year to get back to some normality, to get our fans back in the building, to go on the road and get the boos. That to me is hockey, where you get the goosebumps, you get the adrenaline. It's fun to play in away barns. It's fun to play in home barns. Fans are a big, big, big part of hockey, and there's no doubt we miss them. But in saying that, we're very excited to get them back. And like I said, some normality back in this life. Obviously, it's been a tough 1.5 years with what's been going on in the world.
Yeah, that's Zach Cassian. Just a little note here. Buffalo Sabres have just put out a release saying that nobody will be allowed in their venue for either games or concerts 12 plus unless they're vaccinated. So there's no, you come in with a negative test, it's you got to be vaccinated. And currently the Oilers, I know we had Stu Ballantyne on last week. The Oilers are the only Canadian team that has an additional mechanism in place for people to enter that aren't vaccinated. And that is a negative test in the previous 48 hours. And I just wonder if that gets, frankly, trumped at some point provincially, whether or not that's going to be for Jason Kenney is going to have to go down that path here with a vaccine passport. And I know people say, why do you have to talk about? Because it's a story that affects all aspects of life, including in sport. Now, for the Oilers this year, the addition of Zach Hyman and Warren Fogle and Derek Ryan, along with the progression of Puljujärvi, gives the Oilers some forward depth, and here's Cassian on that.
Well, it's huge. It's huge. It's tough. Obviously, kind of a tough job to do, obviously, with the flat cap, but when you bring in guys like that, like you mentioned, they all bring something to a team that at the end of the day helps them win. I know they might not be 100-point guys, but you look at a guy like Hyman, he plays very, very well with very skilled players. He has a knack for the net. He's strong around the net. He's good in all situations. Then you bring in Fogle, a guy that can skate, go up and down, protect pucks, bring pucks to the net, has a scoring touch. And then, like you said, a guy like Derek Ryan, a veteran guy that's been around a while, that's a centerman, wins draws. He does all the little things right, that at the end of those 60 minutes, you're checking up 2 points on the board and you're moving on to the next one. So all those guys are going to help us win hockey games and ultimately get into the playoffs. And once you get in, look at Montreal. You never know what could happen. So those players are going to help us hopefully strive and keep getting better as the season progresses and ultimately get us into the playoffs. And then from there, you never know what could happen.
That is Zach Cassian of the Edmonton Oilers. All right, 12:22 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. When we come back in Oilers Now for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, we'll have NHL Today.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, 12:24 in Edmonton. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. But at this time, we are going to go into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Company-branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. And here at the 630... Oh, just before... I can neither confirm nor deny, but I am hearing rumblings. Brendan, you know Craig Hummel? I believe he's with Remax Elite, mm-hmm, or Remax Excellence. He, I'm told, got a hole-in-one, which I'm sort of debating whether or not that's possible. Apparently there were witnesses for that. But, hey, when a guy gets a hole-in-one, a guy gets... Now, it was not on one of those little mini putting courses. You ever do pitch and putt or what do they call it? Mini golf? You ever do that? The last time I did mini golf was in Kelowna 2 years ago, and I shot 133. It wasn't a good day. All right, without further ado, into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, here's Brendan.
St. Louis re-signed 35-year-old Tyler Bozak, 1 year, $750,000 deal. That'll be his 13th NHL season. Detroit re-upped with left winger Giovanni Smith. 2 more years there. He's their second-round pick from 2016. Senators restricted free agent forward Brady Tkachuk has reportedly received an offer of $64 million over 8 years. That would be identical to Thomas Chabot's deal there in Ottawa that started last season. Bruins legend, two-time Cup winner Fred Stanfield passed away at 77 years old. He played 14 NHL seasons, won Stanley Cups with Boston in 1970 and 72. Oil Kings on the road for a pair against the Saskatoon Blades this weekend, and the U of A Golden Bears entertain Mount Royal University on Friday at the Claire Drake. They'll play the rematch in Calgary on Saturday.
All right, into some texts at 12:26 at Edmonton. This one comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I think everybody wants Zach Cassian to be the guy that brings that kind of crazy energy. We know he can do it, but it seemed like he got paid and then got taken off of McDavid's line, and he lost something. He's big. He's fast. He's actually a good player, and he's tough to boot. What's not to like? He's just got to find the fireworks somehow. Personally, I liked him with McDavid over every other player not named Dreisaitl. I think he got pulled from that line too hastily. He always takes time to get going every year. Not sure that the coaches know that. I think you're going to see Zach Cassian play a fair amount of time. Well, he's going to be in the Oilers' top nine. Let's just establish that right now. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. We have a texter who, am I supposed to go by the handle of this guy here, Brennan? He's at the top of the queue right now. He says, talk sports, talk about hockey. You, sir, are not qualified to talk about COVID. That's what this texter says. Well, he must be like a full-time scientist then, or a doctor that has spent a lot of time looking into things. The numbers itself, just so you're aware, texter, for the last 17 months, I've kept a running tabulation on the amount of COVID cases in Edmonton, the amount of positive cases in Edmonton, the amount of people that are in the hospital, the amount of people that are in ICU, the amount of deaths, the numbers in Twin Brooks, which would be in the health district that I live in, and now the amount of people that have, amount of vaccination shots that are out there, along with the percentage of population 12 plus that's either got a single or double shot. So, as of yesterday, we have 5,357. This is just for you, by the way, because it's straight numbers. It's not opinion. We have 5,357 active cases in Edmonton. 79.2% of the province of Alberta has got a single shot. 71.2% is fully vaccinated. Twin Brooks happens to have the highest vaccination rate, full vaccination rate, in the Edmonton district right now at 83.9% fully vaccinated. There's 277 people in hospitals at Edmonton. We're now up to, last time I checked, 86 people in ICU, and we're at 1,137 deaths. So we gotta get going here. It's pretty obvious there's a solution, and just for you, I thought I'd send those numbers your way. So thanks for giving us the constructive criticism. I'd refer to you as Dad, but he's long since passed. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, and when we come back, the apolitical, no, not really, Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses at Horse Racing Alberta.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.